Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, the NBA and the NFL have lately tried to increase fan access and enjoyment by miking up players. But perhaps no sport is better suited for the miked-up experiment turned entertainment revolution than Major League Baseball. SI staffer Emma Bacciolari joins me to discuss the happy union of baseball players and microphones, and how, surprisingly, there have been foul balls, but so far, no foul language. Yet. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. Emma Bacciolari, welcome back to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Happy to be back.
You're always back. I feel like you're always on. This is basically your podcast now. You've been on so many times, we're going to add you to the credits. We recently had you on for a baseball doubleheader. I encourage people to go back and listen to that. We discussed relievers who have to run in from the bullpen for fights. And of course, Dodger dogs being the dominant concession food. This is another baseball story, Emma, from your baseball mind. Tell us about the tweet-to-story pipeline that you have described on Twitter and why you decided to write about baseball players who are mic'd up for Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, this one came together pretty easily. While watching Sunday Night Baseball a few weeks ago, I tweeted that I was very impressed with the fact that we had not had a player caught cursing or using other colorful language while mic'd up in a game, just because you've had a player mic'd up basically every single game, sometimes multiple players, and it just really stood out to me. And one of ESPN's producer PR people reached out to me and said, I also am impressed that we haven't had someone caught cursing yet, but if you'd like to talk to the people who are doing this and write about it, you can, and here's how to do it. And so I just took that and ran with it.
I'm glad that you did, because we're all the better for it. It's a wonderful piece. I encourage everybody to read it on SI.com. And I want to talk about some of those challenges to the broadcast. But miking players up is sort of a new phenomenon. The NBA has some mics on coaches during timeouts and halftime, some of that in the NFL. But you think baseball is better suited for this than any other sport?
Yeah, like as you said, we've seen more of this across sports in huddles, on benches.
From the jump, let's play with energy. Let's stay together, play together. Together on three, one, two, three.
But baseball, where you have all of this kind of not downtime for fielders because they're obviously engaged in the work of standing in the field and being ready to have to jump into action if they need it. But it's very structured. You know, like the arc of an at-bat, you can see what's happening, you can see what's coming. And if you're positioned particularly in the outfield where you're just stuck waiting for quite a bit of time and, you know, are functionally by yourself with quite a bit of distance from other fielders, it's not just that you can be mic'd up and the broadcast can get what you are saying, you know, after the fact. It's you can really hold an active conversation with the people in the broadcast booth because the structure of the game is such where you have that kind of space, you have such discrete pockets of action. Everything that I think makes some people say baseball is boring also lends itself really well to having conversations in the moment in a way that you just can't really do in basketball or in football.
Yeah, the pace definitely lends itself to that. You mentioned the outfield. That's where you start your piece with Orioles right fielder Austin Hayes. He goes sprinting after a ball. He pulls up short because it's a foul. And then he has this exchange with ESPN play-by-play guy Carl Ravitch.
That would have been awesome right there if I could have made a diving catch.
You know it,
brother. On the first pitch right away.
You know it. And I forgot to tell you, once you have committed to the earpiece and microphone, every ball will be hit to you.
Oh, I love that. I want some action out here. That's why we play outfield.
That's right.
It's those kinds of moments really that make this effort, this endeavor to mic up players worthwhile.
Yeah. You're listening to this conversation that they're having with the booth, and then you see how they adapt. They have to go on the run. If they're coming towards another player, just seeing them break up that conversation with the actual action and then return back to the flow of conversation has been really cool. And I mean, I've enjoyed it just as a viewer this year.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So what about, we talked about challenges. There are challenges from the broadcaster perspective too, right? Because as journalists, when we're talking to somebody, interviewing somebody, that's in a controlled environment. This is happening real time while a game is going on. And I would imagine it's a fine line between talking to the players, which is the whole point of this, and not over talking to the players, which would be annoying, distracting, and sort of not only hurt the broadcast, but also complicate matters for the player.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fine balance to strike, as you were saying. Hey, they're still calling a game. There's still action happening even while they're talking to the player. So there's that to balance. There's the fact that they know the player is doing their job, that even if, you know, these are all guys who are pretty good at what they do and can multitask and have a conversation while they're watching the hitter and potentially preparing to leap into action if they have to, they're doing their job and they can't be that distracted. But you're also trying to hold a good conversation that is bringing something new to the viewer and giving them something they couldn't get elsewhere. And I think that's it's a lot of competing things to have to balance. They'd experimented with this previously in like spring training and all-star games.
Oh man, this is what a treat this is for me. Usually I'm out here talking to myself. So the people out here, they already know, like, hey, that Phillips guy, he's a little odd. So this isn't even crazy to them that I'm talking to myself out here.
This is the first full year of regular baseball where you're getting it. And I think it seems like they're finding their footing there a little more as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's been fun, revealing. It's great for the fans and the viewers, as you mentioned, and media members. More access is always positive. I wonder, Emma, what about the players? Do they enjoy this? Is this something that, you know what, give me the mic, put the mic on me, I'm going to have a blast with this. What do they make of it? Because for a long time, baseball, especially in the clubhouse, the environment of baseball can be sort of parochial, provincial, protected. Incursions by us, the media, that's not their favorite thing. And now it's almost like they've joined the media in a way.
Yeah, I think there are a few factors to this. One is that it's completely opt-in, that the broadcast approaches the players, or more recently, some of the players have approached the broadcast and said, hey, I want to do this, but no one has to do this. So there are certainly guys who maybe have more of that old school mindset, like you were describing, or just a little more personally closed off, just their personality. And if that's the case, they're not going to be the type that's going to do this. But the other factor is, I think, just that as times have changed, as the environment around baseball has changed, as guys have gotten more active on social media, as there's been just more movement toward keeping the game a little looser, a little more fun, just being willing to let guys be themselves in different environments, I think you see more guys who maybe once upon a time would have been told, hey, tone it down, you don't need to show so much of yourself. You're seeing less of that. It's still there, as you said, but it's less of a factor than it was certainly 20 or 30 years ago, but even 5 or 10 years ago. I think you're having a little bit of movement there in general to let guys embrace being themselves, whatever that looks like. And, you know, this is a pretty cool opportunity for the guys who are interested in doing it to just talk to a new audience, show kind of a side of yourself that you might not get to show on social media or in any other type of broadcast setting. So I think for the guys who are into it, it's really something that is unlike anything else you can do.
I mean, I love being like that. I love talking to people. So it's always fun. And, you know, it's cool to kind of see what they're saying.
I spoke to Boston Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo.
You know, it's not as, as sweet as people think. Like, there's a lot of F-bombs and you know, profanity, I guess, being said out there.
All right, so we have to talk about one of the big foul-mouthed elephant challenges in the room. The hot mic, Emma. We're always told in this business in particular that every mic is hot. Watch what you say. But we are professional media members. Baseball players famously not so careful with what they say. I would imagine that there's some consternation, stress level from ESPN side about potential egregious FCC violations for language. Like, what's the plan here? Do they have like a drop button? How does that work?
Yes, this was my original question here. What set me off down this line of questioning with the original tweet. And they do have a way to drop the mic for just a few seconds where you're not dropping all of the audio. You're just cutting off access to the player or the players around him, but you still have the booth going. So they do have that as something that they can do if they need to. But everyone said, like, they have not had to do it yet, that everyone has been well-behaved and kept it clean.
I got to be honest with you. I wish they weren't. little disappointed. I, you know, let one fly every now and again. Keep Carl Ravich and ESPN on their toes. Just see how it goes.
If you're talking about getting an like authentic experience for viewers, I agree. Like, that is the way to do it. I spoke to ESPN producer Phil Orlans.
The microphone and the awareness that comes with it, that you're talking to a national audience, is a pretty wonderful governor on players' choice of language. So, you know, if you want to say it, it makes it a little bit less authentic. They don't curse their way through.
We want authenticity. Mic up everyone and everything. More exposure is better. Read her on SI.com. It's an excellent story. We literally mic her up every chance we get. Emma Bachelary, as always, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartow. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox